In Europe, Italy is first, then comes Spain with more than 33,000 coronavirus infections. Over 2,000 people there have died from COVID-19. The country is now under lockdown. Spaniards can go out for food, medical care, or emergencies. That's basically it. Rule breakers face fines of more than $1,000. For some Spaniards, there is an escape, but it also brings risk with it. Lucia Benavides reports.
If I was at home, I'd be cooped up in my small apartment in Barcelona. It's a nice place, but I'm feeling very lucky to be here. I'm in a small town called Moya, about an hour and a half away from the city. Here, I can walk through the woods with my dog Rumba. It's one of the few times I get to go outside while we're on quarantine, letting our dogs do their business. People have houses and yards in Moya, and nature nearby. It's very different from being in a city like Barcelona right now, where many don't have outdoor space, or sometimes not even a window that looks out onto the street. In Spain, rural towns have emptied as young people moved to the cities for jobs and university degrees. But in recent days, there's been a mass exodus, only in reverse. People who could leave the cities have come to places like this. 22-year-old Armand Castañ is one of them.
No, en general, la gente que tiene familias en los pueblos, la mayoría de gente subió a Moya.
Castañ says those of us who have family in small towns came here to be with them. While both of us are in the same town, we can't meet face-to-face because of the quarantine, so we spoke over video chat. Castañ studies at a university in Barcelona, but classes are suspended.
Es como que realmente donde tienes como el sustento.
During times of emergency like this, he says, people go where their emotional support is. Castañ was raised in Barcelona, but his extended family lives here in Moya. He says he worried about bringing the virus out here himself. So he says he's trying to limit physical interactions with people as much as possible. In Moya, the streets are fairly empty. Usually you see pedestrians in this area, but there aren't many out and about right now. Most are doing their food shopping. Some are wearing masks and keeping their distance. The usual chatter of teenagers walking in groups and people eating and talking in cafes is gone. As for the influx of city folks who've come here in recent days, some of the locals are not that happy about it.
Es un poco egoísta, ¿no?
51-year-old Yolanda Bourdeau says it's a little selfish, isn't it, for city people to flee here. Bourdeau works at a retirement home where new rules prohibit outside visitors. She's mostly upset at the families that are out here for the simple comfort of having more space. Some houses in Moya are vacation homes owned by those who spend their summer months outside the city.
Nosotros en comarcas, no tenemos
el. We don't have the kind of health services here they have in Barcelona, Bourdeau says. The nearest hospital is half an hour away, and even there they lack some equipment. The most serious cases are sent over to Barcelona.
Colapsar este sistema tan mínimo de gente que te ha venido de fuera.
Bourdeau says she worries about the influx of outsiders collapsing the local healthcare system. Hospitals and clinics across Spain are already straining to keep up with the rising number of coronavirus cases. But there are signs of cooperation in Moya. People are coming together to organize support networks. They're delivering food and supplies to those in vulnerable situations who can't leave their houses for fear of putting their lives at risk, or offering childcare services to those who still have to work. Bourdeau says she hopes these difficult times will help everybody learn to live in community.
Pero nos tendría que ayudar a no ser tan individualistas, ¿no?
It should teach us to be less individualistic, she tells me, and to think about what we can do to help those around us. For the world, Lucia Benavides, Moya, Spain.